بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله my dear respected brothers and elders محترم بيا دوست بزرگو we were covering this chapter باب الرجاء باب الرجاء the chapter which talks about having hope in Allah سبحانه وتعالى الحمد لله that chapter has come to an end. Now, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, he starts the next chapter, and he's titled this chapter, Babu Fadli Raja, the virtues of having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pehle Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi ne bab qaim kiya tha, ke Allah ta'ala par umeed rakhna chahiye. Aur abhi dusra bab qaim karte hai, jisme batate hai ke Allah par umeed rakhna, aur Allah ki rahmat se mayus na hone mein fazilat kiya hai. Iski fazilat kya? What are the virtues of having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How does a person benefit? Main Allah ta'ala par umeed bandhta hu, isse mujhe kya fayda hota hai, kya fayda mahsoos hota hai? This is what he's talking about now. How do I benefit from having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy? So, as always, he starts the chapter with a verse of the Holy Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قال الإمام النووي رحمه الله تعالى قال الله تعالى إخبارا عن العبد الصالح وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد فوقاه الله سيئات ما مكروا وحاق بآل فرعون سوء العذاب. الله سبحانه وتعالى narrates or mentions about the pious servant إخبارا عن العبد الصالح. الله تعالى أپنے ایک نیک بندے کے متعلق قرآن مجید کے اندر ارشاد فرماتے ہیں. Now who is this pious servant? This was in the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Jab Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah ta'ala made Musa alayhi salam a prophet, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to the Banu Israel, to Fir'aun, and to the people of Fir'aun to warn them. Then at that moment in time, there was a person, a pious person, Allah ka ek nek banda, who brought iman, jisne Islam qabool kiya, and he defended Musa alayhi salam. उसने मूसा अलैहि सलाम के साथ हमदर्दी की और मूसा अलैहि सलाम के मतलब मूसा अलैहि सलाम का जो मदद किया था. And what he did was he assisted Musa alayhi salam and he said to the people that Musa alayhi salam is a prophet of Allah, Harun alayhi salam is a prophet of Allah, accept their message. So Allah Ta'ala mentions his whole dialogue two places in the Quran. One is here in Surah Al-Ghafir, another is in Surah Yasin. Two people are talked about, two people are referred to by Allah Ta'ala, who Allah sent to support the prophets. وَخُدْ نَبِي نَهِتَ They weren't messengers. But their job was to go and support the messengers. And they did such a good job that Allah Ta'ala took their entire dialogue, everything that they said, and Allah preserved it in the Qur'an. In Surah Yasin, again, Habib al-Najjar, some say his name was Habib al-Najjar. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ A person came from the far side of the city and he said, Oh my people, follow the messengers. اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ أَأَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِهِ آلِهَةً إِنْ يُرِدْنِ الرَّحْمَنُ بِضُرٍّ لَّا تُغْنِ عَنِّي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُنْقِذُونَ إِنِّي إِذًا لَّفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ فَاسْمَعُونَ All of this is the da'wat and the dialogue of that man. He came to the people and he said, Ya qawm ittabi'u al-mursaloon, O people, follow the messengers. Ittabi'u man la yas'alukum ajra. Follow these people. They don't ask for you any from you any monetary benefit. They don't want any wealth from you, any money from you. Wahum muhtadun, they are surely rightly guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ Why should I not worship the one who created me and the one to who I will return? And he mentions all of this. And what did his people do after this? His people killed him. How did they kill him? The ulama say they threw him on the ground and they trampled him until they killed him. Pairon ke niche rond ke usko maar dala. And that's why the dialogue cuts off. No, it's just before, when he finishes his dialogue, he says, قِيلَ دُخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ So in the Quran, it's like a cutoff. It's like he's talking. He's saying, Oh my people, follow the messengers. If you follow them, you will benefit. And then we said to him, Enter Jannah. It's a cutoff. It's just one moment the person is talking. All of a sudden, Allah Ta'ala says, We said to him, Enter Jannah. قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ. And when he enters Jannah, he says, oh, I wish my people knew بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. How my Lord has forgiven me and how my Allah has made me from the honorable people. I wish my people knew. Then they wouldn't have killed me and they wouldn't have treated me like this. And they would have believed the prophets. The ulama say, why is there a cut-off point? Because what Dawud dete, his people killed him. And when he killed him, straight away Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him the virtue and the reward of dying for the sake of Allah as a shaheed. Enter Jannah straight away. And when he enters Jannah, ek dafa, ek matlab, lamhe mein dunya ke andar tha, logon ko daawat de raha tha, logon ne usko maar dala, aur phir foran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala usko Jannat mein dakhil kar diya. Aur Jannat mein jab dakhil ho raha hai, to wo keh raha hai, hai afsos, kaash ke mere log jante ke kya hota agar wo iman laate. Allah Ta'ala inko bhi maaf kar dete. Allah Ta'ala inko bhi mujhe mere jaise e'zaz farmate aur ikram farmate aur jannat mein dakhil karte. So these people, Allah Subhanahu, these special people, they were not prophets. They say this Habib al-Najjar, so they say his name was Habib al-Najjar, Habib the carpenter. He wasn't a prophet, but he was sent to assist the prophet. Some ulama say for 70 years, 70 saal ke liye ye Habib al-Najjar, he was worshipping idols. Buton ki ibadat karta tha. And all of a sudden, he heard that these prophets had come, these messengers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these anbiya. So he said to them, what will happen if I believe in what you say? They said, if you believe in what we say, Allah, because he had been praying to the idols all these days, oh Allah, oh idols, oh but give me shifa, make me better, make me better, make me better. Nothing had happened. They said, if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see, you will get shifa. So he did dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true ma'bud, the true creator. Straight away Allah ta'ala gave him shifa. So he had so much yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he had to go and tell the people, what are you people doing? Why are you delaying accepting these people as prophets? And for this reason they killed him, and he was happy to die for this reason. And when he died, he didn't lose, he didn't fail. Our people think when you go through a bit of hardship for the sake of Allah, we get scared. Allah Ta'ala is showing this person was killed and put to death in the most, heinous manner. He was trampled to death. However, after he was killed, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is showing straight away, udkhulil jannah, enter Jannah. And he's saying, oh, I wish my people knew how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had forgiven me and how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had honored me. Similarly, this other person in Surah Al-Ghafir, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَقَالَ الَّذِي آمَنَ يَا قَوْمِ, this person that we're talking about here, وَقَالَ الَّذِي آمَنَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُونِ أَهْدِكُمْ سَبِيلَ الرَّشَادِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا مَتَاعُ وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ هِيَ دَارُ الْقَرَارِ مَنْ عَمِلَ سَيِّئَةً فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا. I don't have time to explain all of these ayats, so beautiful. خوب صورت انداز میں اسلام کی دعوت جو ہے لوگوں کے سامنے پیش کی. He's not a prophet, وہ خود نبی نہیں ہے, لیکن بس نبیوں کی حمایت کر رہے ہیں, مدد کر رہے ہیں. He's just saying to the people, why are you not accepting these prophets? Ya qawmi, O my people, ittabi'uni ahdikum sabila rashad. Follow me and I will show you to the correct path. I will guide you towards the correct path. Qala innama hadhihi alhayatu dunya mata'. And he's saying to the people, O my people, this dunya is just mata', it's just paltry gains. It's not has nothing of value. Wa innal akhirata hiya darul qarar. The hereafter is the place where you will stay permanently. That's the permanent residence. Dunya is nothing. You're here for 2 days and then you're thrown in the grave. Subhanallah, the other day we were talking, had that Thursday program about that scholar, bahut bade alim. He would never stretch his legs out. Kabhi bhi apne taang ko seedha nahi karte. Pair ko is tarah jo hai, seedha karke kabhi nahi sote. Har waqt apne pair ko is tarah turathera rakhte. So he always would keep his legs a bit crooked. He would never keep them straight out. So someone said to him, once or twice it's a coincidence, it can happen. Ek do dafa, somebody, you know, keeps their legs like this. But always, he never ever, when he's lying down, he will never ever stretch his legs out. Never. Kabhi bhi apne taang ko is tarah seedha nahi karte. Someone said to him, why do you not do this? Why do you always make your legs crooked and pull your legs in towards yourself? He said, because the dunya is not the place for this. As soon as you put me in the qabr, you will make sure that my legs are straight anyway. Qabr ke andar jab mujhe litayenge, to mere pair ko is tarah seedha karke, taang ko seedha karke litayenge. Qabr ke andar taang seedha karke letne ka jagah hai qabr. Aur dunya ke andar ye jagah nahi hai. Dunya mushkilat ka ek jagah hai. مشکل ذریعوں سے ہمیں گزرنا پڑ رہا ہے دنیا کے اندر, اور جو شخص دنیا کے اندر زیادہ مشکلات اٹھائے گا اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی اس کو آخرت میں اتنا بلند مقام دے گا. قبر کے اندر ویسے بھی مجھے زبردستی تم میرے ٹانگ کو اس طرح سیدھا کر کے لٹاؤ گے, ایون ایف آئی ڈونٹ وانٹ ٹو. دس از دا استحزار, دس از دا ریالٹی وی ہیو ٹو ہیو ان فرنٹ آف اس ایٹ آل ٹائمز. دنیا از اے پلیس آف ہارڈ شپ اینڈ اٹس ورتھ اٹ. The more hardship you go through in the dunya, the higher the maqam and higher the status of that person in the akhirah. Soon as you're thrown in your qabr, you'll forget about all the hardships. Because we will see all of the pleasures and all of the reward that we have attained for the hardship. So anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this pious man in the time of Musa alayhi salam. He mentioned this whole dialogue. The old people, إِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ هِيَ دَارُ الْقَرَارِ. And then he goes on. And towards the end, he says, وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. میں اپنے معاملات کو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کے سپرد میں کرتا ہوں, بے شک اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اپنے بندوں کو غور سے دیکھتے ہیں. اللہ تعالیٰ اپنے بندوں کے معاملات کو غور سے دیکھنے والے ہیں. اللہ تعالیٰ is aware of everything that we are doing. So he had this. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this person, he said that, I am entrusting my affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about the affairs of his servants very, very well. And then, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. Because he had this, this tawakkul, this reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him and saved him from the hardships and the harms that the people were planning to do to him. What were the harms that people were planning to do? The ulama talk about it, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi and others, they mention that when this man came and he supported Musa alayhi salam and he defended Musa alayhi salam and he said the same message that Musa alayhi salam said, remember the people who, Fir'aun and his people hated Musa alayhi salam, but they couldn't harm him. Why? Because Banu Israel were really defending him. Because Banu Israel was, it's like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they couldn't physically come in front of Rasulullah and harm him when he was in Makkah, because he had too many people who were willing to give their lives for him. But they would harm the weaker Muslims. They would harm them and they would cause them all forms of tortures. So similarly, this, in the time of Musa alayhi wasallam, in front of the people, they couldn't harm Musa alayhi wasallam. But this man who has come along and this man who has defended Musa alayhi wasallam, he's a nobody to them. So they planned to kill him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, go into the mountains. And he went into the mountains and they came to find him and they couldn't see him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. So and many other interpretations have been given. But the point here is Allah ta'ala is saying, when someone entrusts his affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala protects him from the harms of the creation. جب انسان اپنے معاملات کو اللہ تعالیٰ کے سپرد کرتا ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ کا حوالہ کرتا ہے, تو اللہ تعالیٰ اس شخص کی حفاظت کرتے ہیں. He should never feel اللہ تعالیٰ پر امید باندھنے سے پتہ نہیں what's going to happen to me. If I have tawakkul, if I have yaqeen in Allah, if I stay away from haram, پتہ نہیں میں کیسے کھاؤں گا, کیسے پیوں گا, کیسے جیوں گا. حرام کمائی کرنا ہی پڑے گا, اگر نہ کروں تو کیسے میں جیوں گا, بچوں کو کیسے کھلاؤں گا. اگر شخص انسان اپنے ذہنیت کی تبدیل کر دے کہ اگر میں حلال راستہ اختیار کروں, حرام سے اگر میں بچوں, تو اللہ تعالیٰ ضرور بے ضرور میرا حمایت کریں گے, اللہ تعالیٰ میرے مدد فرمائیں گے, اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ مجھے جو ہے مشکل میرے جو زندگی کے اندر جتنے مشکلات آئیں گے اللہ تعالیٰ وہ آسان کریں گے. پرسن ہیز ٹو ہیو دیٹ کنوکشن اینڈ دین اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ول شورلی ہیلپ دیم. سو عن ابی ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ عن رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم انہ قال اللہ عز وجل انا عند ظن عبدی بی وانا معه حیث یذکرنی واللہ للہ افرح بتوبت عبده من احدکم یجد ضالته بالفلات ومن تقرب الی شبرا تقربت الیہ ذراعا ومن تقرب الی ذراعا تقربت الیہ باعا واذا اقبل الی یمشی اقبلت الیہ اہرول. متفق علیہ. وهذا لفظ إحدى روايات مسلم وتقدم شرحه في الباب قبله. سو سیدنا ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ روایت فرماتے ہیں رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ اللہ عز و جل, اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ارشاد فرماتے ہیں کہ میں اپنے بندوں کے گمان کے مطابق ہوں, اپنے بندوں کے گمان کہ میرا بندہ مجھ پر جو بھی گمان کرتا ہے میرے بارے میں, میں اسی طرح ہوتا ہوں. وانا معه حيث يذكرني, اور میں اپنے بندے کے ساتھ ہوتا ہوں جب میرا بندہ مجھے یاد کرتا ہے. واللہ, اور پھر رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے قسم کھا کر فرمایا کہ للہ افرح بتوبت عبده, اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی زیادہ خوش ہو جاتے ہیں اپنے بندے کی توبہ سے, اپنے بندے کے توبہ سے. جب بندہ توبہ کرتا ہے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی زیادہ خوش ہو جاتے ہیں اس شخص سے جس نے اپنے کسی گمشدہ چیز کو, کسی گمشدہ چیز کو ڈیزرٹ کے اندر, ڈیزرٹ کو کیا کہتے ہیں, صحرا, صحرا کے اندر اس نے گم کر لیا, اور پھر جب اس کو واپس مل جاتا ہے جتنا خوشی وہ محسوس کرتا ہے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اس سے زیادہ خوش ہوتے ہیں جب اپنے اللہ تعالیٰ کا بندہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف رجوع کرتا ہے اور توبہ کرتا ہے اپنے گناہوں سے. ومن تقرب الی شبرا, جو میرے پاس ایک بالشت کے برابر قریب آتا ہے میں اس کے پاس ایک ہاتھ کے برابر قریب جاتا ہوں, اور جو میرے پاس ایک ہاتھ کے برابر قریب آتا ہے میں اس کے پاس پورا ایک فٹ کے برابر قریب جاتا ہوں, اور جو میرے پاس دور چل کے آتا ہے میں اس کے پاس بھاگ کے جاتا ہوں. سو دس حدیث از ویری امپورٹنٹ حدیث. سیدنا ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ سیز دا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیز مینشن, اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ سیز آئی ایم ود مائی سروینٹ ایز ہی تھنکس آف می, دس از ویری امپورٹنٹ, انا عند ظن عبدی بی, آئی ایم ود مائی سروینٹ ایز ہی تھنکس آف می. Whatever we assume about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what we will find. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi in his Ihya Ulumuddin, he mentions about a tabi'i whose name was Yahya bin Aktham. Yahya bin Aktham rahmatullahi alayhi, somebody saw him in a dream after he passed away. And he passed away, he was an old man. And they saw him in a dream and they said, what happened to you? In front of Allah, what happened? Kya hua? Tumhara kya maamla hua Allah ta'ala ke saamne? Yahya bin Aktham rahmatullahi alayhi said, Allah ta'ala brought me in front of him and he was very angry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was very angry and he said, fa'alta kada, fa'alta kada, fa'alta. Remember, Yahya bin Aktham is a great muhaddith, very great scholar of Islam. Allah ta'ala said to him, he says, Allah ta'ala said to me, fa'alta kada, fa'alta kada, fa'alta kada, you did this and you did this and you did this. And he said, I became so scared that I can't explain. So I saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I felt Allah is very angry with me. And then he said, oh Allah, this is not what your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about yourself. He said, I said, aapke Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne hamein aapke baare mein yeh khabar nahi bataya. So Allah ta'ala said to me, what did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell you about me? So then Yahya bin Aktham, he said, the whole hadith, he said, I heard from Abdul Razzaq, who heard from Ma'mar, who heard from Zuhri, who heard from Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, who heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that you said, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ana inda dhanni abdi bi, I am with my servant the way he thinks of me. And I have thought that you will forgive me and you will be kind to me when I was in the dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, sadaqa nabiyyi, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth. Sadaqa Anas, Anas bin Malik spoke the truth. Sadaqa Zuhri, Zuhri spoke the truth. Sadaqa Ma'mar, Ma'mar spoke the truth. Sadaqa Abdul Razzaq, Abdul Razzaq spoke the truth. Sadaqta, and you have also spoke the truth. Today I will forgive you, go into Jannatul Firdaus. So this, a person has to have this conviction, a person has to have this yaqeen. Allah Ta'ala will forgive me. So very important, the ulama say, we need to, there should be a balance between hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. And especially when a person is very ill, especially when a person is old, especially when a person is in the later stages of their life, they should be filled with hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jab insaan ke bas mein amal nahi hota, insaan kamzor ho jata hai, amal karne par zyada qadir nahi hota, اس وقت انسان کے دل کے اندر اللہ تعالیٰ کے متعلق امید ہونی چاہیے اللہ کے رحمت پر. Oh Allah, I am weak. Even if I want to wake up and perform tahajjud salah late in the night, even if I want to fast every single Monday and Thursday, I don't have the energy. Ya Allah, میرے بس میں یہ عمل نہیں ہے, I can't do it. Even in Ramadan, many of our elders, they can't fast. Oh Allah, I don't have the ability. All I can do now is hope that, oh Allah, you forgive me. اس وقت اگر دل کے اندر یہ آ جائے پتہ نہیں اللہ تعالیٰ is going to destroy me, Allah is going to punish me, and then unfortunately many times he can die thinking that Allah تعالیٰ is some terrible God who is going to destroy him and who is going to punish him. So So it's very, very important that we have a balance between hope and between. At the same time, a person should not have vain hope in Allah Ta'ala. Vain hope. Vain hope matlab, ye koi amal karne wala nahi hai. Amal nahi karna chahta hai. Lekin dil ke andar kehta hai, Allah Ta'ala bahut maaf karne wala hai. Allah is gonna forgive. Allah is merciful. At the same time, I'll sit there watching television 5 hours, 10 hours. I will sit there, you know, doing haram actions with my eyes, doing haram actions with my tongue, doing haram actions with my ears. Lekin, I will say to myself, Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim. Allah will forgive everything. That person is a foolish person. This person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls him a foolish person. Wal-ajiz, man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allah. The foolish person is the one, ki apne har nafs ki jitne shahwat hai, is par amal kar leta hai, aur phir Allah Ta'ala par ye umid baan leta hai. He practices upon all of his desires, and then he says, Allah will forgive me, Allah will forgive me. This is wrong. So anyway, this hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Allah Ta'ala says, I am with my servant as he thinks of me, and I am with him whenever he remembers me. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I swear by Allah, Allah Ta'ala becomes more pleased with the tawbah of his servant than any one of you when he loses his precious item in a desert. And when he finds it, when he finds that precious item, the amount of jubilation and the amount of happiness he feels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more pleased when a servant does tawbah and seeks repentance for their sins. And whoever comes towards me, comes near to me, by a handspan, I go towards them an arm's length. And whoever comes towards me an arm's length, I go towards them an entire foot's length. And whoever comes towards me walking, I go towards them running. So this is Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Allah Ta'ala wants to see that we're making effort, and then we leave the rest in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gives all the tawfiq to practice upon these few words. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah,